We remain seated. In the name of Jesus, our benevolent Savior God, dear friends. Teaching method that Jesus would often use when offering instruction to the people that he was talking to was parables. He'd relate those stories of things happening on earth in order to bring home to his listeners' hearts important heavenly truths. And this evening I'd like to share with you a parable that I pray will be both instructive and encouraging for you on this Thanksgiving Eve. Might call it the parable of the two angels. You may have heard it, or versions of it. Tells how the Lord one day summoned into his presence two angelic messengers, Gabriel and Michael, so that he might give them an assignment to perform for him and for his believers down on earth. You know how the Bible presents the teaching of angels being ministers of God's people. That's why they were created, to serve believers on earth. Anyway, in our parable, these two angelic messengers, having been summoned by God, entered into his presence with profound sense of fear and holy awe, as angels are wont to do, and very eager to discover the task the Lord chose them to do for him and his people. They came in before the Lord, and he said, "Gabriel, I want you to descend down to earth and collect the request prayers of my children and bring them back to me. And Michael, your job is to collect all the thank you prayers. And here are two sacks you can use to put them into, one for each of you." "Thank you, Lord," they replied. "We'd be delighted to perform this service for you and your people on earth." So early next morning, they flew down to the earth, gathered up all the prayers of Christians all over the world. And then at night, they returned to heaven. Gabriel brought in his sack, bulging at the seams and very heavy, filled with all the prayer requests, so that hardly he could even get it through heaven's door. And then Michael came in with his sack of thank you prayers, with the bottom barely covered, very, very light. The moral of the story, God's people are inclined sometimes to send a lot of request prayers heavenward, entreating the Lord for things that they want or need, but sometimes they're prone to forget to offer thank yous for his many benefits. I think that's why the Lord provides so many encouragements in the scriptures to offer thank you prayers for his blessings. In addition to prayers of supplication, this is not to say, it's not meant like to deter us from making the other prayer requests and petitions and supplications. Numerous also are the verses where the Lord shows how pleased he is to have us storm his throne of grace with asks for ourselves and for others. "Ask and it will be given you, seek you'll find, knock and it will be opened to you," Jesus said. But the festival of Thanksgiving affords us, doesn't it, a golden opportunity to pause and to reflect, to count our blessings, naming them one by one and seeing what our gracious God has done for us. And that's the message of our sermon tonight, based on that single verse from Psalm 107, verse 8. "Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Now, if you were to read through this 107th Psalm in its entirety, and I might suggest that you do that as a devotional reading sometime this Thanksgiving week, has 43 verses. You'd note that the exhortation of this verse is actually repeated three times. throughout the psalm, and I believe the Lord did that because, again, he wants us to recognize the plethora of reasons that we have, that he's given to us for living our lives in daily thanksgiving to our benevolent Father. Think of all the other scriptures in addition to this psalm where we receive like encouragements from the Lord. Here's a smattering of a number of them. Very familiar one. In fact, it's the first verse of our psalm, 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. One of our favorites, one of my personal favorites, Psalm 103, that we know quite well. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Psalm 100, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Psalm 116, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Psalm 147, sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. We're also familiar with stories, aren't we, in the New Testament where Jesus set for us a beautiful example in this matter of giving thanks to the Heavenly Father. Remember what he did before he distributed the loaves and fish, the feeding of the 5,000 story. He lifted his head, his eyes to heaven and thanked his Heavenly Father. Also, in the account of the institution of Lord's Supper, before he distributed the bread and wine, he gave thanks to his Father. Other New Testament verses come to mind, like Ephesians 1:16, I do not cease to give thanks for you, wrote Paul, for you Ephesians, making mention of you in my prayers. In Colossians 1, verse 12, let us give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. 1 Thessalonians, we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, for you Thessalonians, beloved by the Lord. Whatever you do in word or deed, here's back to Colossians, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. 2 Corinthians, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift of Jesus. 1 Thessalonians, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ. And by him, Christ, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving of thanks to his name. And interestingly, in the book of Revelation, we read this, one of the things that all God's children will be doing a lot of when we're with the Lord in heaven, Revelation 11, that big group gathered before God's throne. We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you've taken your great power and reigned. So, are you detecting a beautiful pattern in all these verses? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? We can definitely tell something the Lord is super delighted to witness in his children is the lifting up of our hearts to him with thank you prayers for his many blessings. So what, in terms of more specifics, what blessings are there that we have reason to thank him for, friends? It doesn't take long to tick off our fingers a great number of them. Think of all the physical blessings we take for granted sometimes, like the shining of the sun, the earth rotating on its axis, blessing us every year with the four seasons, God's goodness in blessing us with what many of us will enjoy tomorrow, turkey and stuffing, pumpkin pie and ice cream, water to quench our thirst, wine to make our hearts glad, clothes to keep our bodies warm, homes to live in to keep us safe from the elements, computers to work on, and smartphones to send text messages to friends and loved ones so conveniently, or live stream our worship services. Luther's words in the Large Catechism come to mind in this connection. His words on the fourth petition, I'd like to share an excerpt reminding us once again of the importance of the Lord who supplies us with all these blessings, apart from whom we would have nothing. He wrote in the fourth petition comments in his catechism, "This petition is especially directed against our chief enemy, the devil, for all his thoughts and desires are to deprive us of everything we have from God or to hinder it. He's not satisfied to obstruct and destroy spiritual government by leading souls astray with his lies and bringing them under his power. He also prevents and hinders the stability of all government and honorable, peaceful relations on earth. There he causes so much contention, murder, treason, war, causes lightning and hail to destroy grain and cattle, to poison the air, and so on. In short, he's sorry that anyone has a morsel of bread from God and eats it in peace, and if it were in his power, and our prayer next to God did not prevent him, we wouldn't keep a straw in the field, a farthing in the house, yes, not even our life for an hour. And it's especially true for those who have God's word and would like to be Christians. You see, in this way, through the fourth petition, God wishes to show us how he cares for us and all of our needs and faithfully provides also for our earthly support. And then, of course, then all the heavenly blessings too for our souls. We wouldn't possess them either. Think of them too, blessing us with his gift of forgiveness for our sins, the new life he's created within us so that we are blessed with a spirit-given desire to want to follow and cheerfully obey his will. And then there's the sure hope he's given to us that we'll one day be raised from the dead and live with him in heaven's glory with all the saints who've gone before us and the angels, and especially and most wonderfully with our heavenly bridegroom, Jesus. And here is a quick summary list of the benefits many of you singled out and expressed gratitude for on those slips of paper that you added to our Thanksgiving display. The love of family and friends was one. Happiness and good cheer that comes from family visiting and time spent in company with dear ones. Great blessing of God. Mom and dad, my brother, my husband. Scenic mountain views, the beauties of God's creation as displayed in our national parks. The blessing of physical health, of vim and vigor, restored health when we get sick. Health care providers, dentists. Spiritual battle testing for my faith through trials which the Lord uses to make my faith more resilient. The blessing of my St. Paul church family. God's continuing grace and forgiveness for our sins. Good government, honest and faithful rulers. Brave men and women who fought and died in wars to safeguard our freedoms as Americans, especially the freedom to worship the Lord without fear of reprisal. Many, many others certainly could have been added. Truly, friends, we have reason for praising the Lord together in public worship, as we do here in church on many occasions, and then also privately in our hearts as we go through the minutes and the hours of our day, all through our pilgrim days on earth. So let's close then with a prayer, one that we might drop into our Thanksgiving Day prayer sack for the angel to take to heaven. Well, not really, that was a legend, but you know what I mean, lifting it up to the Lord in our hearts, these prayers. Oh, that I had 1,000 voices to praise my God with 1,000 tongues. My heart, which in the Lord rejoices, would then proclaim in grateful songs. to all, wherever I might be, what great things God has done for me. Lord, I will tell while I'm living thy goodness forth with every breath, and greet each morning with thanksgiving until my heart is still in death. Yea, when at last my lips grow cold, thy praise shall in my sighs be told. Amen. The grace and peace of our Savior God abide with you all. Amen.